Welcome to the EDUCAUSE 2009 Annual Conference Podcast.
We get so focused on a particular problem or a particular thing that we're trying to solve that we forget to step back and see how do all these things connect and what is this doing to help our students and our faculty provide the best education they can and our students to receive that.
That's David Wheel, Director of Enterprise Application Services at Ithaca College. It's from his interview with Beth Warner at the EDUCAUSE 2009 Annual Conference. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE, and this conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International. You can find more podcasts like this by searching for EDUCAUSE on iTunes or by visiting www.educause.edu/podcasts.
You're presenting a session here at EDUCAUSE entitled Developing a Next Generation Campus Web Portal. In the abstract, it mentions that the goal was to think outside of the box on this project. Can you give us a sense of the project and how thinking outside the box came into play in it?
Sure. Back in the spring of 2007, we had a very nicely designed prospective student portal. And so someone who was applying to the college would go through this great experience. They'd be guided along the way, get alerts and a lot of custom information along the way. And we think it was a very positive experience they went through. But then once they enrolled at the college, they sort of had a different web experience. Information was scattered all across various websites. They couldn't really go to one place to find what they needed. They weren't guided. And it also didn't allow them to bring their information into the process. So we went through a strategic review of our web services, and we decided we really needed to offer an experience that was comparable to what they had when they were looking at the college and applying. And we wanted to do something that would bring together both their college life and their life outside of the college, because no one is just one or the other. Everyone, you know, brings to the table a mixture of things. So we started looking around at some of the commercial products that were out there, and we didn't feel that they were Web 2.0 enough. They weren't customizable enough. And they did a good job presenting the college ERP information or information from a student information system or things like that. But they really didn't provide nice, seamless ways to integrate a student's Facebook world or their Hotmail account or those other things. So we decided to think outside the box a little bit, and we developed our own solution that we call My Home at Ithaca. And it's built around a number of Web 2.0 type tools and technologies there, and it allows a student to log into this one website, and they are presented with campus information, such as news of the day, their email, course offerings, things like that. But they can also create portlets that will connect them to Facebook, their favorite RSS feeds. They can bring in Rolling Stone magazine, things like that if they want, you know, some of those feeds. And so they can have all that information in one place and on one screen. And over time, we're integrating social networking aspects to it. So we have the My Home Community part where faculty, staff, and students can do Facebook-like things, but within the confines of the college so that you don't have to worry about, is that really Sally or is that, you know, somebody else? And then we have the discussion forums, and we just recently rolled out a mobile version of all of this. So you can get access to all of your portlets and information from pretty much any mobile device.
Great. As you were putting together the capabilities for the portal, how much student interaction did you have in terms of advising on what they wanted to see in this?
Sure. We talked with a number of students around campus and some faculty and staff to get ideas and to say to find out what technologies they were using. We also tapped into a senior who helped design a lot of the portal environment. So we actually, you know, leveraged our students' talents to bring this together.
So as Enterprise Applications Director, could you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you've encountered so far with strategic planning or what you anticipate that you'll be encountering? Policy development for a lot of the technology-based programs that you're dealing with. And what are some of the lessons that you're bringing into this role that you hope to address as you are in this role longer?
Well, I recently became the Director of Enterprise Applications September 1st, so it's a relatively new role for me. Prior to that, I oversaw web development, which I still do, and systems administration and a few other areas of IT. But the thing that really has struck me since becoming this director is the reliance and the incredible cooperation that we need to have with our functional areas. That a lot of what we do in developing and maintaining the student information system and the financial and HR system relies on the functional offices to provide some of the technical expertise and some of the functional expertise. So that cooperation and coordination is key. And one of the issues that we're struggling with is the whole governance. How do you develop priorities? They're not just IT priorities. They also have to be priorities that mesh with your various functional areas. And we are in the midst of rolling out major upgrades to both our student system, and we're planning an upgrade to our financial system. And working through the timing and all the competing priorities is a real challenge out there. The other area that is no news to anyone is just the mobile access to information. It's everyone wants to access their information from a mobile device, and there are a lot of different devices out there, and the field is really changing rapidly. And so how do we provide those hooks, maintain the security levels that we need to, and make sure that the foundations that we've built will provide a good base for the future for that?
So what effects do you see the emerging shift towards cloud computing and outsourcing having on planning and policy for IT at Ithaca College? How about the wider arena of higher ed in general?
Sure. Like a lot of institutions, cloud computing and outsourcing in general is something that we're looking very seriously at. We were one of the first institutions to outsource our support for our residence hall networks. We did that a number of years ago, and it's been one of the best decisions we've ever made. We found a company that handles everything from the help desk to all the technology infrastructure for our 4,000-plus network connections in our residence halls. Mm-hmm. And so we found that to be a very successful endeavor. And as such, we are very much open to looking at other opportunities to do similar types of things. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the challenges for us at Ithaca, and probably for other institutions, is that when you outsource something, whether it's to a traditional vendor or into the cloud, it shifts some of the expense from the capital side to the operating side, where it's relatively easy for us to come up with capital dollars to buy new hardware or software. It's much harder for us to come up with the ongoing operating costs. Granted, there are operating costs that we are expending today to provide those services, but a lot of times they're buried. They're buried in staff costs, or they're buried in other places. And when you go to outsource something, you really start exposing those costs and trying to figure out how to build the case, and right now in today's economy, to justify perhaps additions to your operating budgets. While it may save in the long run, in other areas or shift some of the responsibilities. So that's something we're looking at. We're definitely exploring cloud computing for things such as system backups, email, other services, hosting, things like that are all on our horizon.
As these shifts are taking place, what skill sets and professional development do you think are necessary for the future? What advice would you have for young higher ed IT professionals as they look in this direction?
Well, there are a lot of different skill sets out there that are critical to making a successful IT organization, whether it's user support or your technical skills or your engineers. They all need to pull together in order to provide the services that your campus expects. But from my perspective, it's always about two things, the people and the services. You need to make sure you focus on both of those. So as such, you need to, I think, have very good people skills, especially as you are in the management side of higher ed IT. You need to be an excellent communicator. You need to get out there and make friends on campus, and the ones that you can't win over, you need to at least engage with and have conversations with. And then it's looking at the services. What are the services that the campus thinks it needs, and then what are the services that you as an IT professional feel are important for that campus, and blending both of those. So the way to develop those skills, I think, for an up-and-coming IT person is to get out there, to get to events such as the EDUCAUSE conference and to engage with organizations such as EDUCAUSE or SIGUX or a number of other organizations out there and hone your skills and start doing that. Another skill that I think is important, as we were just talking about cloud computing and outsourcing, is contract management and SLAs, where a lot of what I think we're going to be doing in the future is managing contracts and managing agreements, whether it's internally with our campus or externally with providers. And that's a skill set that we really, I think, need to get better at and engage with our college council and other departments on campus as well for that.
Are there any other things you'd like to add, other aspects of things you see coming up on the horizon?
I think technology is constantly changing, and that's one of the reasons why I think so many of us find this field so exciting. And even though technology is changing and constantly changing, I still think there are a lot of patterns out there. We see a pattern being mobility, ubiquitous access, always being connected to information and services. And I think that a lot of times we get so focused on a particular problem or a particular thing that we're trying to solve that we forget to step back and see how do all these things connect and what is this doing to help our students and our faculty provide the best education they can and our students to receive that. So it's a great time, I think, to be involved in IT in higher education with a lot of challenges, but I think there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today, David. This has been a great conversation.
Thank you.
This EDUCAUSE 2009 Annual Conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International. Thanks for listening.